K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, here we go. Another week, another podcast. We are absolutely churning through these things, and I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way. We've got plenty of bits, not our best bits, to get through on the podcast. We always claim they're not our best bits, just our bits. And I forgot to tell you, received some feedback during the week.
Sergeant?
Yes.
Yeah, what's he got for us?
I'll report to you off air. Just fair some enough. Audio dramas. Probably about eight.
Oh, not again.
Probably about eight episodes ago.
Oh, not again.
We had some slight dramas.
Oh, did you listen to it?
I haven't listened back to it, oh, but I know he's got a keen ear for it. So, Benny, I know you're listening. We do appreciate it.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Getting back on track with the podcast coming up. I'm a dog person, but I'm leaning towards possibly getting a cat.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big talk.
Massive, because something's been made public about cats and what they can do, and I love
it. It's just a tease, mate. Like, you just say one little thing and then that's it. You move
on. So I don't need to tell the whole story.
No, you don't have to tell the whole story. Oh. But what I will tell you is, coming up on the podcast, Sam Kerr is my favourite Australian at the moment.
Just a little tease, mate.
And I'll tell you why on the podcast.
Very good.
Bang.
I'm a dog person. We grew up with dogs my entire life, and cats just really have never done it for me.
No. Look, dogs are, I reckon what the
they're loyal.
Is they're loyal, but they're needy. They always come to you. They want to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Whereas a cat's very independent. We'll
correct
go outside. You won't see him for half a day, and all of a sudden they've got about 15 mice at your front door.
Yeah. Mice. There was one cat that I did like. Do you remember the grumpy cat that went viral on the internet?
Yeah.
I really did like that cat.
You're related to it.
Another cat, though, has gone viral on Reddit. After a male uploaded the photo on like a Reddit thread. Now, it's gone viral because of its size. Now, I'm not talking that it's a big tubby cat, but because of its muscle. So it is like,
wow,
it is,
it's a built like a brick.
Absolutely. So it suffers from what they're saying is
gigantosia,
myostatin related muscle hypertrophy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
huge.
It is jacked.
People were shocked to see the cat sitting by the window looking like it could be a bouncer at a club. If you scroll down, it has got bigger shoulders and arms. Like, it is such a cool cat. It almost looks so strong that it could be like a greyhound.
Whoa, that is jacked.
Have you scrolled down to look at it when it's standing on all fours, not by the window?
That's a dog.
Is that not the cat as well?
No, that's a dog.
Oh.
That's a different animal.
Oh, so that's the dog that suffers from this.
Do you know what
myostatin
like
related muscle hypertrophy?
Yeah, do you know what a dog looks like?
Well, so the cat's very strong. I didn't realize dogs could get this sort of syndrome as well.
That is so scary.
Like, it's quite impressive, isn't it?
You know how cats, like, you wouldn't know this about cats, but when they're hungry, they'll like do an eight figure around your legs and like rub up against you and say like, you know, they'll meow. They'll be like, meow,
yeah,
like, give me a feed. This cat is literally putting a knife to your throat and saying, hey, you better feed me right now, mate.
That's what one of the comments said. This cat is going to cuddle you into submission. Like, it is so strong. So Geelong and the Surf Coast, be wary. There are some strong animals out there.
Imagine if you're Tweety Bird and you see that walking up to you. You are actually
done for. Catch you later. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning, Andy. This is a brilliant story, right at a great time of year. How are you at the gym? What's your behaviour like? What would you, if I asked someone that goes to the gym at the same time as you, what would they say Andy is like at the gym?
I wipe down my equipment before and after,
yep,
which I know a lot of people don't do.
Yep.
I have headphones in, and I don't want anyone talking to me.
And you're in and out.
But yeah, so I'm on a very strict time schedule. I've got a 50-minute window, or like a 48-minute window by the time I leave. So it is, every minute counts for me. So I don't want to get bogged down in a conversation.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
See, I'm a bit the same.
Very meticulous.
I'd be like you when I go. In and out. Don't want anyone looking at me. Don't want anyone talking to me. My partner's very different. Goes to like a boot camp setup where everyone's friendly. They have like Christmas breakups. They have like, you know,
It's a community.
A community. Everyone's supporting each other. And one gym owner in WA, Sue, has come forward and said, look, we tried to build that vibe, that community, and we put like a little sign display at the front of our gym office just to get people involved and like sort of build that community. And what did that sign say?
What?
Pay $5 to join our syndicate of Powerball.
Yeah, okay.
Out at Christmas dinner. Christmas lunch to celebrate the year, having a bit of a breakup.
So everyone chucks in $5.
Yep.
I would look at that and I'd think, oh, nah, not for me.
Bring, bring. Hello, who's this? Hi, you've just won $80 million.
The gym syndicate?
The gym syndicate has won $80 mil, 55 ladies split $1.45 million.
So they got $1.45 each?
Each.
So that's what my question was going to be. Right, how many people were signing up for the syndicate?
But 55 people. They're getting nearly $1.5 million.
That is so
what a way. And so,
hang on, so they only had to put in $5.
$5 to join the syndicate? And they're walking away with $1.45 million. They are literally getting told.
What?
They were getting told at Christmas lunch. Can you imagine?
Oh, hang on.
So they're out for celebration for the year for all their hard work and gains. Oh. No gym has got bigger gains than this gym because this gym just won $80 million.
Wow.
Bang, 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 bang. It's a community. It's love. It's Christmas. That's $1 million.
Yeah, see, I love that.
Love it.
Genuinely love it. But I feel like everyone else at the gym is going to be targeting them now. Because
what do you mean targeting them?
Well, they're going to be in the new activewear. They're going to be rolling up. There's going to be 60 of them.
Can you imagine the gym car park? Just Land Cruisers, Rolls Royce, all these cars coming in like, hey, we've all got our own personal PT.
Yeah.
Like, what a flog of a gym it's going to turn into.
Oh, must be nice.
Must be bloody nice. If our syndicate could lift, that'd be nice.
Seriously, didn't win again. Did not win a cent.
Not a red cent.
Yeah. Some people just have all the luck, don't they, Ben?
You're the Indian, Ben. Good morning, Andy. Now I'm going to take absolute joy in showing you this because we have a new national hero that you have no idea about. You've been living under a rock.
A national hero. When I think of national heroes, I think of Ian Thorpe, Cathy Freeman,
yep.
Olympians who have won gold for Australia. Mm. They're national heroes. Who was the Olympian, the female swimmer that won like 5 gold? What was her name? McInnes? Was it McInnes the swimmer?
No, it wasn't McInnes.
Oh, she won a truckload of gold. Anyway.
Well, you're really showing yourself that you don't know. Ariana Titmus is who you're thinking of.
That's the one. Very good.
I want you to press play on this bad boy.
Okay. All right. So we're
handing over a laptop.
Setting in a soccer scene by the looks of things here. And is What's there happening? Good.
What's
there's a streaker on.
There's a streaker on.
But he's fully clothed, though. Bang. Yeah.
That is Sam Kerr giving him an absolute whack.
I've got a couple of problems with this. So, first of all, it's a female soccer game. Brilliant. Loving that. If you're streaking, though, it is tradition. You get naked.
Get your kid out. Start running across.
He's not even wearing jocks. He has got that many layers of clothes on with a jumper and then a jacket over the top.
That is
ridiculous.
It's England. So she plays over at, I think she plays for Chelsea. He's gone on the pitch. And if you remember Andrew Simons at the cricket when the streaker ran through, it is the new Andrew Simons because Sam Kerr has just put one elbow up and gone, hey.
Good night, Irene.
This is Australia.
Yeah.
From me to you.
Yeah.
Get off my pitch.
This is how we do it. Maybe there's a reason why he left his clothes on. You were saying it's quite cold over in England.
Oh, I reckon.
Maybe he didn't want to embarrass himself a little bit more than what he already has.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah. Good morning, Ben, mate. Looking fresh. Looks like you got your 8 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. I certainly won't tonight, though. We're a Christmas party.
I respect that.
But that's a different story. We'll see how tomorrow goes when I roll in a little bit hangover.
Sheepy-eyed and bushy-tailed. What's that saying again? Bushy-eyed and sheepy-tailed. What's the tail and the
sheep? Isn't it bushy-tailed?
And sheepy-eyed.
Bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
That's the one. Nothing about the eyes.
Google has taken action against a major hacking operation that it thinks has infected more than 1 million devices. They are coming down on the so-called Glupteba bonnet, suing two Russians who are allegedly behind it. So they've hacked over 1 million devices.
I just hope people do the right thing and don't come anywhere near my stuff.
Well, so
I'm always of the opinion, please stay away because good things happen to good people. The majority of my life, I've done good things, so I don't deserve to be hacked.
You don't deserve it.
No.
Well, then I must be one hell of an asshole.
Because you've been done.
I got done.
How do you know how do you know? Did you receive an email saying you got hacked?
And this is what I pay credit to Apple or whatever's happening.
Be careful because some Apple emails are the scam emails and they look like real emails.
So I have just gone into my settings.
Yeah. A real way to, okay. Do I need to jump in settings as well to see if I've been hacked?
No, no. So this came up as a notification for me. So I woke up this morning and as I do, roll over, start flicking through the socials, X, Y, and Z. And one of the notifications I got, so I'm just going, you see me? I'm in my settings.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going into passwords. I'll just get into that.
Yep.
Now, if I click on security recommendations and look at my Netflix password. What does that say? Read it out.
Your password has appeared in a data leak, which puts this account at high risk of compromise. You should change your password immediately.
The Russians got me.
Hang on. Hey, what?
They found out my password of ABC123. Oh. They got, I mean, are we on?
You have, you are, I knew you were dumb. I didn't realise you were that dumb.
Hello, hello. Oh, are we on the air?
Seriously, guys, I can give you Ben's BSBN account number, and his password is going to be ABC123.
They bloody well got me.
It serves you
although,
right.
Although, they cracked my sports bet account, so Russians, you can have that.
ABC123.
I'm barely using that.
Hey, speaking of Netflix, I don't have a Netflix account.
Not anymore, you don't.
I'm going to log into yours. You're an idiot. What have you been watching,
so,
Ben?
Anyway,
what is all this weird stuff?
I've got to get onto my passwords. Change them all.
ABC123.
I'll make it 321. CBA. Good morning, Andy. We both agree that if you are in a place in your life where you need to turn to theft, you've obviously made some poor choices.
I would say that would be your last resort, where theft is right up there. Like, I'd be asking mum first, hey, look, need some money. I would then, if mum's saying no, I doubt she would.
Yep.
I would then be going to close friends.
Yeah, and saying, can you steal for me?
Can you? No, but just saying, hey, need a chop out. Yeah. You know what? I might even be looking for a bit more employment to try to try and earn some money.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah, I'm going to earn money rather than stealing it.
But no, we obviously both are very lucky with our upbringing, and there are people that aren't quite as lucky, and they turn to idiotic decisions, but they are getting smarter.
That's
police over in Canada are saying that we need to be on the lookout for a certain product that is being used against us. So, do you know, and have you heard of the Apple AirTag? Do you know what that is?
Yep. So it's on your, they go on your keys,
or they can go on anything.
Can they go on anything? And I think it's like a location, like a tracker.
Yeah, it's like a tracker. You can put it in your wallet. You can put it on your phone if you really want to, but you've got Find My Phone.
Yeah.
You can put it on your keys. You can get a little pouch for it. You can stick it on a diary.
It's a lot like the Tile as well.
Very much like the Tile.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's an Apple product. They're $29 and they are used to sort of track your belongings.
Yeah.
What thieves in Canada are doing are they are identifying nice cars and they are sticking the AirTag to the base of the car so that they can keep track of where that car is.
Bada
bing, bada boom.
That is such a good idea.
I'm stealing your car. I know where your car is. I know where you keep it locked. I can keep track of your movements. At night how often you move it. And I can plan a perfect theft.
I already know what you're doing with this idea. You 100% are attaching this to Beck's car to know her every whereabouts.
I'm tracking you.
What were you doing Saturday night, Beck?
Where were you? I know exactly where you were.
It's Andy and Ben here on K-Rock. Do we start calling you the Creeper?
The Creeper?
Or is it a bit weird? Stick with Ben.
Sticky Bandit.
Benny, before we get out of here, let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house.
As long as I'm covered up.
Mate, had a thought the other day. You know what? I've got a dog, at Wags the Groodle, if you want to check him out on Instagram. Very cute.
The thought. So see you guys.
Don't you think it's weird that we pat pets?
Not really.
So for me to show my affection to you, I wouldn't pat you.
No.
Why
what
do
would
we
you
pat-
do?
Wow.
You'd hug me and then you'd rub my back. And you'd give me a little back tickle.
And shoulder massage.
If you're with your partner, and they're leaning on you, your arm would rub them.
Yeah, but in a way, when you pat a dog, that is weird.
A little scratch. Scratch my ears. I'd like to get scratched by my ears.
Well, come over here and I'll give you a scratch.
No, I won't be doing that.
You won't do it with the microphones on anyway.
Quite weird.
Anyway, make sure you like and subscribe to the podcast. We've got to get out of here. See ya.
Yeah, we do. See ya.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.